New York Congressman Gregory Meeks was standing outside the federal courthouse in downtown Manhattan today.
I want to give my heartfelt thanks to the protesters all over America. Black, white, Asian, Hispanic, all over America. They are walking together as one to say, though we are a country of laws, although we know the jury has made a decision, we don't have to agree with that decision. And we're going to speak out to say that we do not. And so it makes me feel heartfelt that Americans are coming together to say we're going to speak out.
Meeks joined other congressional members, Charles Rangold, Gerald Nadler, Jose Serrano, Nydia Velasquez, and Hakeem Jeffries, to demand the Justice Department continue its investigation over whether George Zimmerman violated the civil rights of Trayvon Martin in the shooting death in February 2012.
We respect the jury's verdict, but the state prosecutorial chapter has now been closed. And a new federal chapter has been opened. And it's at least my hope that that chapter will result in a consideration by a grand jury as to whether George Zimmerman violated our nation's civil rights laws. Trayvon Martin did not have a gun. He did not have a knife. He did not have a weapon. All Trayvon Martin had was a package of Skittles. And as a result of him going to the store to get some Skittles, it set in motion a chain of events that resulted in him being shot dead in cold blood. That should not happen in America. And that's why there needs to be some accountability. There's reason to believe that this Justice Department investigation should proceed in a manner that results in grand jury consideration as it relates to the violation of Trayvon Martin's civil rights.
So what could a federal civil rights investigation and subsequent trial lead to? And how much time could Zimmerman serve if convicted? Brooklyn Congressman Hakeem Jeffries said a grand jury would not be unprecedented, and neither would a subsequent federal prosecution.
In 1991, Rodney King was beaten by multiple members of the Los Angeles Police Department. A state prosecution was commenced, and four white officers were acquitted at the state level. The federal government then stepped in and moved forward with a prosecution charging the officers with violating our nation's civil rights laws, and a conviction was subsequently obtained. In 1994, Anthony Baez in the Bronx was choked to death by Francis Lavoti, a member of the New York Police Department. Francis Lavoti was indicted under state law, tried in a Bronx County court. He was acquitted under state law. The federal government then stepped in with a grand jury and subsequent indictment. And right in this courthouse behind us, Francis Lavoti was convicted of violating Anthony Baez's civil rights. I'm pleased that an investigation has been commenced. I'm hopeful that, as in those other cases and many others, it will result in grand jury consideration as to whether George Zimmerman violated Trayvon Martin's civil rights when he shot him to death in cold blood.
In the George Zimmerman murder trial in Florida, six anonymous female jurors, all but one of them white, considered nearly 3 weeks of often wildly conflicting testimony over who was the aggressor on the rainy night the 17-year-old was shot while walking through the gated townhouse community where he was staying and where Zimmerman lived. Jurors deliberated more than 15 hours over 2 days before announcing on Saturday night that they'd reached a verdict and found Zimmerman not guilty of murder or manslaughter. The night of and the day after the verdict, people reacted on social media, in the streets and privately. Many New Yorkers went to church, as is their custom on Sunday, and then joined others throughout the day who went to public places to gather with other mourners, saddened at the verdict and wanting more justice. Hundreds rallied in New York's Union Square, Times Square and outside the State Capitol building in Harlem on 125th Street. There was no official program. People brought signs, wearing T-shirts emblazoned with Trayvon's face, wrote notes in chalk on the cement, chanted. Even the Hare Krishna devotees were in full song.
Susan Loeb. I'm here tonight because I wanted to show solidarity with the Trayvon Martin family and to really express outrage at the miscarriage of justice that I feel happened in Florida. And I particularly want to protest the Stand Your Ground laws in Florida and other states.
My name is Samada.
And where are you from in the city?
I'm not in here from the city. I'm actually from the UK, from London.
Why are you at Union Square today?
I'm at Union Square today because in solidarity with Trayvon Martin and his mother, Sybil Fulton, because we think a huge injustice is being done here and that we are awaiting the outcome of the trial. And we think that Zimmerman actually has done something which he's denying.
But you know the verdict came down last night.
Oh, did it? Sorry, I missed it.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. So what? Did he?
He's not guilty.
He's not guilty. I can't believe this. Sorry, I've been in conferences all day yesterday and today, so I haven't actually picked that up. I am absolutely shocked. This boy, this young man, Trayvon Martin, was unarmed. All he was doing was bringing some shopping bag from a corner shop. So I am. I thought that this rally here was in support of Trayvon Martin because the judgment was going to come out before the weekend, well, after the weekend, and I hadn't realized. So I am absolutely and utterly shocked.
Yeah.
So I can feel and understand the sentiment of the people here, and I'm so, you know, I really want to be here to share in that sentiment. That is shocking. Yeah. That is absolutely shocking.
My name is Phil Jocelyn. Well, I'm here to protest against the miscarriage of justice that happened in Florida around the Trayvon Martin case. I don't think the state of Florida really intended to prosecute Zimmerman on this, you know. I mean, it took them 45 days to arrest him, and They only went forward with the case under extreme pressure from outside, and I don't think the prosecution presented a convincing case to the jury. I think that I really don't whether it was murder or second degree or manslaughter. I mean, I'm not sure that's really the point. I mean, I think the point is that that the state of Florida had no intention of prosecuting George Zimmerman for the killing. And I think that had it been the other way around, had it been a black man, neighborhood watch killing a white man, I think he would have been prosecuted and charged with murder and convicted.
We got to fight back!
Said the NYPD, me!
We got to fight back!
The police murder, me!
We got to fight back!
Cause Sean Bell, me!
We got to fight back!
That's 51 shots!
We got to fight back!
Said Sean Bell, me!
We got to fight back!
Ramali Graham, me!
We got to fight back!
Satel Davis, me!
We got to fight back!
Cause Oscar Grant, me!
We got to fight back!
Cause Trayvon Martin, me!
We got to fight back!
Cause racism, me!
We got to fight back!
Where are you from? from in the city, Tracy?
I live in the Bronx.
And why are you here?
You know what? I was at church this morning, and I had plans to come here. I know that we always have these gatherings when travesties happen, and you know, I have some cynicism in my heart about everybody getting together, and it's, you know, nice and peaceful and rainbows, and then tomorrow everybody goes back to work, and this will continue to happen, but that doesn't mean that I have to stop coming out. You know, so I do have my cynicism. I have my doubts that, I know this is not going to be the last time that this happens to a person of color, and particularly an African American. But I do feel in my heart that, I know this is going to sound crazy, but we have to stand up or sit down, you know? And if that's all you can do, then you just stand up.
That was New Yorkers at Union Square on Sunday reacting to the news of the not guilty verdict in the George Zimmerman murder trial of teenager Trayvon Martin. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.